And a very good morning to you, Barbara.
Morning, Kino. So the first thing that's trending on SA Twitter mostly is hashtag SAA strike, which we are hearing about day in and day out for the last few days. And mentioned on the news, it's they've cancelled all domestic, regional, international flights scheduled for tomorrow and Saturday because of the impending strike. But I thought it was interesting, last night, Guy Leach, who's the SA Flyer magazine editor, he mentioned on Bruce Whitfield's show that, you know, the unions are very angry, and understandably so. But he was saying they don't exactly have the same leverage that, like, they might think the Eskom workers had, where Pravin and Tito jumped in and actually gave them increases. He was saying, I thought it was an interesting point. He said, you know, I think Pravin has had enough of bailing out SAA, and who knows, this might be their decision to dump it.
You think Pravin's had enough? Where do you think that money comes from? It comes from your pocket? No. And it comes from mine? I think we've all had enough of bailing them out.
Of course, we've all had enough. But, obviously the unions do get a lot of sympathy, because, I mean, job losses are just awful. But I just wonder how much leverage they actually have in this ailing company.
And, you know, and I hear what Furiel says as well. She says, well, you know, why must the workers pay? Well, if there are too many workers in a company and your operational expenditure is a heck of a lot more than it should be, then someone has to right-size the business.
I just wonder if they have the leverage that they think they do. And that's obviously sad that so many hundreds of people will lose jobs.
No, indeed.
Anyway, the next story is more something that amused me. I feel like it's a cross between the TV series Downton Abbey and The Queen. It's an advert that was on the Windsor Castle, the website, advertising for a daily cleaner at Buckingham Palace.
Ooh.
Thought it was quite, I thought, well, you know, if you've always wanted to live in a castle, but you don't have the cash, this could be your way in through the back door. And, you know, I think it's 1,000 rooms. I think you're going to have quite a lot of time cleaning those rooms and all the Queen's knickknacks, but maybe that's something you want on your CV. And the post goes on to say, you know, you've got to have enthusiasm and passion to deliver the exceptional, you know, in the cleaning arena.
Yeah.
The salary is about £14,000 a year, which in our money is over 400,000 a year, rands, working 30 days, hours a week from Monday to Sunday, because you always need to be dusting. So if you wanted to apply for the job, Kino, if you fancy yourself the Queen's new cleaner, the applications close the 24th of November.
Think about it. Once you retire, the books you'll be able to write.
Exactly.
The talks you'll be able to do.
I was amused. I just wonder how they decide who's going to be the cleaner of Buckingham Palace.
Exactly.
Anyway, and the last story is about a dog.
Oh, my word. Hold on. Cue the... Anyway, yes.
It's actually an amazing story. It's a two-year-old little girl called Everly and her dog, Dude, who is one of those, he's like a Siberian Husky Malamute. It's called an Arctic Spitz, and they're very vociferous. They like to talk. I think people who've ever had them, they bay. But she was actually born with an epileptic condition, so she had speech delays. Yeah. And they've bonded since she was born. She came back from hospital to this puppy, and they've bonded. And he's actually helped her vocalize her voice. And so take a listen to the audio.
Wow. Just in case you've just tuned in and you're wondering what in the world is happening on this radio station, well, it's Barbara's doggy segment, and here's a dog whose howl has linked to a little young girl's voice and her screams. Cute.
It's had 34 million views.
She could make money out of it. Hey, all she needs to do is do regular posts screaming, and she could, imagine the money she'd be able to make. Barbara, thank you so much. That is Barbara Friedman. Barbara Friedman is our online guru, and those trending stories on Twitter.